Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 409 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, ready for a big weekend, and the weather is going to take center stage. Austin all over that one. He will be coming up in just a few minutes with a five-day forecast, and especially a pretty tight look into the weekend forecast coming up around the area. Before we do that, let's go ahead, if you don't mind, Austin, jump into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
You know, here's some information that might help you out this hour. Number one, Scambia commissioners approved a Tourist Development Council recommendation Thursday to allocate $25 million for upgrades. This includes the addition of artificial turf to the John R. Jones complex over on East Nine Mile Road. Sports tourism is the primary target, as the new facility will have the capacity to hold 39 weekend tournaments plus 12 full-week tournaments during the summer, creating over $2.3 million in revenue.
And the Scambia commissioners want to buy and demolish 49 flood-prone homes at a price of $1 million. The plan is to turn the area into green spaces to minimize flooding. Commissioners working to lessen flood risk through a voluntary buyout program, and it's funded by $18.5 million in federal grants. Once the homes are demolished, no new homes can be built on the properties in the future.
All right, let's take a look at the third item to pass along to you. History was made at Eglin on Thursday, as the first F-35A testing squadron has been created. The action is called Reestablishing Deterrence. The unit will be testing new weapons and aircraft systems to make the F-35 more lethal. While the unit is going to start off small at Eglin, Air Force leadership say this could blossom into something larger, bringing in a lot more personnel to Northwest Florida.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the South Alabama Veterans Council is going to be honoring military service members during an Armed Forces Day event. This is going to be taking place at the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park on Saturday, May 17th. The event starts with an expo at 8:30 a.m. in the Aircraft Pavilion. That's at 2703 Battleship Memorial Parkway.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Just got this before I came on air today. I want to pass this on to you. This afternoon, Governor DeSantis announced the selection of Belle Yates Bear of Pensacola to the Florida Women's Hall of Fame. She was one of three nominees from recommendations presented by the Florida Commission on the Status of Women. Bear is a principal of the Bear Family Foundation and a community member with a lifelong commitment to serving Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. She was a founding member of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, an organization dedicated to providing substantial grants to those local nonprofit organizations. Throughout her decades of service, Bear has held leadership and advisory roles across numerous organizations.
And a 58-year-old Pensacola woman charged with aggravated animal cruelty for neglecting her dog. An Escambia County animal welfare officer and the sheriff's office investigated the case that had led the dog named Prissy to being euthanized. Owner Pamela Miller had taken her to a vet on April 5th for grooming, noting that Prissy was lethargic and unresponsive. Miller was arrested last Friday and is held on a $100,000 bond.
Okay, Escambia District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger, very busy lady. She is really on top of things, is proposing a plan to build four new fire stations and rehabilitate a fifth. The plan was presented Thursday during the Escambia Committee of the Whole meeting. Now, Hoffberger proposed funding the plan with a currently unallocated portion of the local option sales tax fund of approximately $38 million. The proposal comes as Escambia County is considering raising what it charges residents for fire protection and includes the county to build its own training center for firefighters and EMTs.
And a UFC fighter was arrested by local authorities this week. 29-year-old Cedric Dumas was booked into Escambia County Jail on charges of home invasion with a weapon, domestic battery, and drug possession. His arrest follows a first-round knockout loss at UFC 314 less than 3 weeks ago. Dumas has a record of 3-3 since joining the UFC in 2022.
Okay, if I could add a piece of information here to the number three leading story. Here's one that's really been pushing. We've been working this story, as a matter of fact, all day long for you. Police communications, including 911, are down in the city of Pensacola. According to a Pensacola Police Department Facebook post, Police communications phone lines were down early this morning. For phone services, you can call 850-291-4717 or 850-377-1534. For fire dispatch, you can call 850-512-0612. Police said they're going to update the Facebook post as soon as the regular lines are restored. And of course, News Radio 92.3 has the latest information. As soon as it breaks, you'll know about it.
Absolutely. Knocking on the door of 415 here. We're going to go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insect today. Several spots of note on the roads here that I really wanted to get into. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. We're used to problems in those areas, but congestion is looking worse than usual on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Also have a little bit if you are traveling westbound on 90. This is going to be as you are approaching East Spencer Field Road, so be on the lookout for that as well. Last major spot, shouldn't be a surprise, Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Got our typical afternoon traffic there. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 70 tonight with increasing chances of showers into the evening. That'll bleed into your Saturday where it has about a 90% chance of rain in some areas. High is going to be 80, low 63. Sunday, it should clear out decently, high of 81 and a low of 60.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, 416 News Radio 92.3. Today, the number of wildfires burning around the state has jumped to 102, burning 3,366 acres as drought conditions worsen in the state. There were 16 active wildfires burning as of this morning. One of the largest fires in the state is the Hearst Hammock Fire, now 200 acres in Santa Rosa County, under control with about 80% containment. The National Weather Service reports rain chances increase over the weekend and into next week, just as Austin told you about a second ago.
And an MS-13 gang member is convicted of running a fentanyl ring from a Doral prison. Mario Clifford Rivera was sentenced on Wednesday to 17 years in prison. U.S. prosecutors say he was organizing shipments of illegal drugs while incarcerated. They say he used prison phones and a contraband cell phone to communicate with his dealers, and at the time, he was locked up for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, aggravated assault, and other charges.
Good afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3. Two U.S. congresswomen from South Florida demanding today answers from contracted facility workers where a detained migrant died after complaining of chest pains. Even Browns down in Miami files this report.
U.S. representatives from Florida say supervisors were not forthcoming during their tour of the Broward Transitional Center. It is a facility contracted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement to house detained migrants and where a woman, a Haitian national, died while in custody, allegedly not getting health care when reporting chest pain. Congresswoman Sheila Sherfillis McCormick.
When we started asking more about that doctor, she refused to answer that question. Then when we asked about how many health care professionals, she stopped answering questions.
The woman, 44-year-old Marie-Ange Blaise, was interdicted as she tried boarding a flight to North Carolina from the U.S. Virgin Islands and already had a removal order. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Broward Sheriff's Office offering inmates Narcan when they're discharged from jail. The drug helps reverse the effects of an opioid overdose, and BSO says inmates are given two free doses of nasal spray when they're released. The Narcan is available in vending machines in the jail facilities.
All right. News Radio 92.3. This is going to probably make a lot of our friends up in the north end of the county, some of our farmer friends up there. This is information you can use. A proposal allowing the Florida Farm Bureau to offer unregulated health coverage to farmers is headed to Governor DeSantis' desk. Earlier this week, the House passed Senate Bill 480, clearing the way for medical benefit plans that would not be subjected to the same state and federal regs as health insurance. Supporters said the proposal is designed to help improve access to health coverage in rural areas of Florida.
And a recent Powerball winner from Georgetown, Kentucky, is facing charges in Pinellas County. James Farthing, who recently won a $167 million Powerball jackpot, was arrested for assaulting a sheriff's deputy at the Trade Winds Resort in St. Pete Beach. Investigators say Farthing kicked the officer in the face while trying to break up an altercation. His girlfriend, identified as Jacqueline Fightmaster, is charged with disorderly conduct in connection to the incident.
Florida startup company Seabat is working on a battery that uses material made from coal And it comes from West Virginia instead of metals from China. There you go. It's like a pretty good equation here. Matt Trezza has details from Oviedo, Florida.
The key is black powder they make, which they call obsidia. They want it to replace the graphite that's currently inside most of our batteries. Commercialization director Josh McConkie says that graphite comes from China. CBAT got started at the UCF Business Incubator in 2013. They've been working quietly on creating obsidia powder for the last 7 years. The company's won a $1.2 million grant from the federal government for work on recycled graphite. They say the U.S. military may be most interested in batteries made with obsidia, which would make them both lighter and less dependent on the Chinese supply chain. CBAT says they can make obsidia in bulk in Central Florida and plan to start production by the end of the year. In Oviedo, Matt Trezza, Fox News.
And a big country music festival takes over Raymond James Stadium in Tampa this weekend. Today through Sunday, Country Thunder's lineup features Jelly Roll, Riley Green, Blake Shelton, Ella Langley, and others. Tickets are still available with general admission weekend packages starting at around $276. More details are available at countrythunder.com/Florida.
419, News Radio 92.3. Federal immigration agents and Florida state law enforcement wrap up a series and sweep of criminal migrants in the state, netting more than 1,000 arrests. Fox's Eben Brown is down in Miami and files this report.
Local police, sheriff's deputies, and state troopers in Florida all worked with agents from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for a full week to take criminal aliens into custody.
This has been the first of its kind throughout the United States.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking in Miramar. The program was to legally combine funding and policing to find and apprehend people violating immigration law or who had deportation orders already in the pipeline, and they found them.
Florida state agencies assisted federal authorities to arrest over 1,100 illegal aliens across the state. That is a really significant impact.
In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
420, you're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes giving you some of the biggest stories happening across your nation today right here on News Radio 92.3.
The Burger Battle by the Bay is the best burger competition on the Gulf Coast. It's tomorrow from 11 till 3 at Community Maritime Park, downtown Pensacola. All-you-can-eat burger bites and more. Tickets $15 now online, Solo Cafe Shop, and Wright Street Thrift. $20 day of the event. Proceeds support Take a Stock in Children, Alzheimer's Association, Polo Eradication, and many other community projects supported by Southwest Rotary. It's the Burger Battle by the Bay. It's tomorrow at Maritime Park.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control, terms apply.
My grades were bad. I would like get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Attorney General James Uthmeyer's proposal to create an Office of Parental Rights. Is that a substantial proposal, or is that a distraction from the questions surrounding the Hope Florida Foundation scandal? Mike Waltz is out as the National Security Advisor and in as the UN Ambassador. Is that a demotion, a firing, a promotion? What is it exactly? And why is the Florida legislature doing sign-e-die without having passed a budget? We talked to Alex Andrade about that. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, pretty big amount of information on our plate today. Mortgage rates holding steady today, remain below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage at 6.83%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.16%.
And yeah, a lot going on here nationally. Tennessee State Police releasing body cam video of a traffic stop involving Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Abrego Garcia was deported to El Salvador in what the White House said was initially an administrative error. The video shows him being pulled over on I-40 near Cookeville back in 2022. Troopers expressed concern that they were dealing with a suspected human trafficking incident because there were 11 people in the SUV but no luggage. Abrego Garcia said he was driving coworkers back to Maryland after working a construction job in St. Louis and was let go with a warning for driving on an expired license.
425 Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together. You're a very popular guy today when it comes to the weather. What's happening out there?
Yeah, very popular for all the wrong reasons. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. We'll start with the weather here. Yeah, 78 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Going to have increasing chances of showers this evening. And it's going to be a rainy Saturday for some of you as well. High of 80, low of 63. Sunday it should clear up. High of 81, low of 60. As for the roads, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. And on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last but not least, look out for Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile.
Okay, stocks ending up this afternoon, extending gains to a ninth straight day. Fox's Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
The major averages rising for the day and week in the Dow and S&P 500 notching nine straight sessions of gains, the longest winning streak for the S&P 500 in over 20 years, as an upbeat jobs report and signs of easing U.S.-China trade tensions allayed investors' concerns about the impact of tariffs on the economy. Employers adding 177,000 positions in April, exceeding expectations. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Apple, Amgen, and United. United Health. The Dow rising 564 points, the Nasdaq up 267, S&P 500 up 83. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Frame the word surprised this afternoon. That's kind of the overview with the labor job markets results. They held up better than expected last month. Jenny Casola has that report.
Job growth was stronger than forecast in April. There were 177,000 new jobs created. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.2%. More people were in the workforce last month. The labor force participation rate rose to 62.6. The only disappointing reading was that March job creation was revised down from 228,000 to 185,000. The report is the first monthly reading on the job market since the Trump administration's tariff announcement on April 2nd. The month also included federal job cuts by the Department of Government Efficiency. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And an Illinois man set to likely spend the rest of his life behind bars for the killing of a Palestinian-American boy. 73-year-old Joseph Chuba received a total sentence of 53 years for multiple charges connected with the hate crime murder. The killing of the 6-year-old happened just days after the start of the Israel-Hamas war in 2023. Chuba stabbed a child 26 times and also attacked his mother, stabbing her more than a dozen times. The boy's family were tenants of Chuba.
Okay, this might fall kind of under the umbrella of a reflection on Trump's tariffs. Mercedes-Benz manufacturing plant up in Tuscaloosa will now build a new vehicle for the luxury automaker. The localization of the new core segment vehicle will occur by 2027. Mercedes-Benz and other automakers have been facing tariffs levied against their respected countries by the Trump administration. Well, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said the move will create an economic boost for the state and provide many, and she said many, many, local jobs.
And President Trump has plans to rename Veterans Day to Victory Day for World War I. It doesn't have quite a ring to it. Trump made the announcement last night on Truth Social. Veterans Day, of course, observed on November 11th to mark the end of the First World War. He also said that he was going to be renaming VE Day, which is observed on May 8th, to Victory Day for World War II. Trump said he was making the name changes because we won both wars and we are going to start celebrating our victories again.
429, News Radio 92.3. If you don't mind racking 4529 for me. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at cutting funding to PBS and NPR. Chris DeMeo has the report.
The order instructs the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and other federal agencies to cease funding for NPR and PBS and further requires that they work to root out indirect funding sources to the news organizations. President Trump has claimed bias in the broadcaster's reporting. PBS's CEO and President Paula Kirger says Trump's action would disrupt the essential service PBS and other local member stations provide to the American people. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And the Department of Education will resume collecting defaulted student loan debt this coming Monday. The department announced collections will begin on May 5th, and borrowers could be referred to debt collectors or have money deducted from their paychecks. Student loan repayment requirements were paused in March of 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Biden administration opted not to resume collections and attempted to forgive student loan debt in a program that was ultimately struck down by the Supreme Court. The Trump administration has indicated it would offer no such concessions to borrowers.
All right, this is an interesting story I want to pass along to you. A law enforcement division within the U.S. Postal Service has started helping the Trump administration in its efforts to track down suspected illegal immigrants. The program is called Mail Covers, is now participating in a task force at DHS that seeks to find, detain, and deport unauthorized immigrants. Some more interesting things to pass along. Hey, coming up in about 5 minutes, sports on News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on today.
News, I'm Tom Graham. The Dow and S&P 500 notching 9 straight sessions of gains. The Wall Street rallied today following a better-than-expected U.S. jobs report.
Employers adding 177,000 positions in April, exceeding expectations. The Dow rising 564 points. The Nasdaq up 267. S&P 500 up 83.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. This flu season, the deadliest for children in 15 years so far. CDC reporting 216 pediatric deaths have been reported. 7 people killed when a tour van and pickup truck crashed on an Idaho highway near Yellowstone National Park. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
6 people in the van and the pickup truck driver were killed Thursday night. The other 8 people were taken to hospitals. Idaho State Police say the collision caused both vehicles to catch fire.
Investigators have not released a cause for the crash. America's listening to Fox News.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now. Here's today's top three stories.
Alrighty, first up, Escambia commissioners approving a Tourist Development Council recommendation Thursday to allocate $25 million for upgrades. That includes the addition of artificial turf to the John R. Jones Complex on East 9 Mile Road. Sports tourism is the primary target as the new facility will have the capacity to host 39 weekend tournaments, plus 12 full-week tournaments during the summer, creating over $2.3 million in revenue.
And looking at number two this afternoon, Escambia commissioners want to buy and demolish 49 flood-prone homes. At a price of $1 million, the plan is to turn the area into green spaces to minimize flooding. Commissioners are working to lessen flood risks through a voluntary buyout program. It's funded by $18.5 million in federal grants. Once those homes are demolished, no new homes can be built on the properties in the future.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. History was made at Eglin on Thursday as the first F-35A testing squadron was created. The action is called Reestablishing Deterrence. The unit will be testing new weapons and aircraft systems to make the F-35 more lethal. While the unit is going to start off small at Eglin, Air Force leadership says that this could blossom into something larger, bringing in a lot more personnel to Northwest Florida.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, a highly successful NHL head coach finds a new home in the Big Apple. Here's Jared Max with the report.
4 days since the Pittsburgh Penguins announced the team agreed to part ways with its two-time Stanley Cup winning head coach Mike Sullivan, the New York Rangers announced Friday Sullivan is their new head coach. 8 years since he completed a run of back-to-back Stanley Cups in Pittsburgh, Sullivan will try to reignite the Rangers, who missed the playoffs and fired coach Peter Laviolette. Rangers general manager Chris Drury said, as we began this process and Mike became an available option for us to speak with, it was immediately clear he was the best coach to lead our team. Sullivan coached the Penguins for 10 seasons and won more regular season games than any other coach in team history. Also led Team USA to victory at this year's Four Nations Faceoff and will coach Team USA at the Winter Olympics next year. Jared Max, Fox News.
And Liverpool soccer fans are celebrating a recent championship title victory and even shook the earth in the process. More than 60,000 people packed into Anfield Stadium in Liverpool, England to watch the team's 5-1 win over London's Tottenham Hotspur fans. Fans as well as researchers who measured ground movement from the crowd throughout the match were in attendance for the game. Researchers found that the most significant tremor, which registered a peak magnitude of 1.74 on the Richter scale, came after Alexis McAllister's strike in the 24th minute, putting Liverpool ahead 2-1.
Okay, 4:36, News Radio 92.3, Wahoos continuing their winning ways in Birmingham. They won in 11 innings last night. They now are 17-7 on the season, sitting first place in the South Division tonight. Pensacola faces Birmingham. Game four of that six-game series. New York Knicks advancing to the second round of the NBA playoffs Thursday, winning their sixth game against the Detroit Pistons, 116-113. Jalen Brunson makes the game-winning shot on TNT to break the tie with less than 10 seconds left in that game.
Thompson digging in defensively, 8 seconds. Brunson stops on a dime, launches. Oh, yeah! Jalen Brunson buries it!
Yeah, Brunson went off. He had like 40 points that game. And that was a great series between two good stories. Obviously, the Pistons were a big deal because they became like rags to riches overnight. But the Knicks are a team. They haven't won in like 50 years. This is a big win for them, especially with some of the star power they have with Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns.
I know we were talking about the NHL and, of course, New York picking up the new coach. Well, we're going to stay in that, that realm here just for real quick purposes. The Edmonton Oilers moving on to the second round of the Western Conference Thursday, winning 4-2 in their series against the Kings. Oilers' Connor Brown denies a last-minute attempt from the Kings to tie the game, scores a goal on his own, makes it 6-4.
Doughty hammers one up ice, blocked by Brown. Brown scores!
will move on.
Yeah, actually, since we're talking about some NHL scenes going on, we got the Blues hosting the Winnipeg Jets in Game 6 of their series tonight. Jets hold a 3-1 lead, and then we could see a potential Game 7 take place on Sunday if the Blues win. Also tomorrow, we got the Colorado Avalanche taking on the Dallas Stars in Game 7 of their series.
And nothing really to talk about, but the Florida Panthers did beat up on the Tampa Bay Lightning to advance in their direction. Longtime NBA coach stepping down. Jared Max has more on this.
The winningest head coach in NBA history, 76-year-old Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs, announced that he will not return to coaching next season, but will remain with the team and transition to a full-time job as president of basketball operations. Popovich has been in the Spurs front office for 31 years. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer started with the team in 1988 as an assistant coach under Larry Brown. This season, Popovich coached the Spurs for only 6 games. November 2nd, he suffered a mild stroke. The oldest coach in NBA history, Popovich guided the Spurs to 5 NBA championships. He's a 3-time NBA Coach of the Year. In his absence this season, Mitch Johnson took over and coached San Antonio to a 41-35 record. Jared Max, Fox News.
And Formula One is extending its contract with the organizers of the Miami Grand Prix. The 10-year contract secures the race through 2041. F1 CEO Stefano Domenicali and Miami Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium CEO Tom Garfinkel made the announcement today. The Miami GP debuted in 2022, and since then, it has generated over $1 billion in economic impact for the city.
If you want to experience Formula One racing year-round, just head on over to Las Vegas.
North America's largest Formula One attraction is open now. Grand Prix Plaza in Las Vegas is 100,000 square feet of entertainment related to competitive racing's top tier and divided into 3 attractions. F1 Drive gives visitors a chance to go behind the wheel with carts featuring an LED steering wheel display and DRS technology like on the real cars. F1X is described as a 4D exhibition with artifacts, F1 cars, and interactive activities like testing your strategy skills at the Pit Wall Experience. An F1 hub is where you can buy any merch, food and drinks, and test out any simulators. The opening comes as F1's first race weekend in the U.S. for the season gets underway in Miami. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And just a moment ago, we were talking about the NHL playoff scene. Well, there's just one game on the NBA playoff slate tonight. The Rockets taking on the Golden State Warriors in Game 6. The Warriors up 3-2. If the Rockets win, Game 7 will be played on Sunday, while the Warriors will move on to the second round to face the Minnesota Timberwolves if they win tonight. And tomorrow, the LA Clippers and Denver Nuggets taking on a Game 7 of their series.
Okay, the chase for the Triple Crown begins with the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby. Lydia Hu explores the history of the race's official drink, the mint julep, from Churchill Downs.
Chris Morris here, who is the Woodford Reserve Master Distiller Emeritus. What makes the mint julep so unique to the Kentucky Derby? Tell us, what makes it so special?
It's all about history, Lydia. Kentuckians have been drinking mint juleps and going to horse races since the 1770s. Julep cups were being awarded as trophies at horse races as early as 1816, and it's been the official drink of the Derby since 1938.
So it's really a part of the fiber of America. Thousands of them sell every year. 125,000 mint juleps sold at the Derby last year.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Linnell Willingham with a Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The conversation now shifts to, has LeBron James played his final game as a member of the Purple and Gold? If he has, his legacy, not something that should be tarnished. It was the worst 6-year period in franchise history for the Lakers, and within 18 months of him getting there, they won a title. And if it wasn't for LeBron, their future would not be as bright, because without LeBron, there's no Luka. I'm Linnell Willingham.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Worried about your battery and the heat? We get it. You don't want to get stranded somewhere with a car that feels like an oven. We've got you covered at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Our free battery testing and charging service can help. And if you need a battery, we'll help you find a new one, no problem. Power through with free battery testing and charging at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. but we need you to join us too in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says flu deaths among children haven't been this high in 15 years. Tanya J. Powers has more this afternoon.
New numbers from the CDC show 216 flu-related deaths among children this flu season compared to 207 last season. That's more than any time since the swine flu pandemic in 2009 and 2010. The high number for this season is surprising, given that it's still going on. The final pediatric death tally for the 2023-2024 flu season was not counted until autumn. The spike comes as flu vaccination rates for U.S. children have sharply decreased, from about 64% 5 years ago to 49% this season. And it's not just children who have suffered. The CDC says so far there have been at least 610,000 hospitalizations and 26,000 flu-related deaths this season. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And when we bring up health news, we're not just talking about your personal health. We're also talking about environmental health, the Earth's health. Come on, people. It's a team effort. A California packaging company introducing a new shipping cooler that could transform how temperature-sensitive products are moved across the world. The introduction of recyclers containers, which are made of recyclable paper and fiber, offers a sign of extended producer responsibility laws, propelling a shift toward more sustainable products in the U.S., according to Container Consulting Service. Recyclers can keep contents frozen or refrigerated for more than 100 hours.
444 News Radio 92.3. We just got this in here. I want to pass it on to you very quickly. Phone service to the Pensacola Police Communication Center has been restored this afternoon. That has been an issue all day long, but we just got the word on that. I wanted to pass that on to you. Researchers finding more reasons to keep a close eye on what you eat. Lisa Brady tells us why.
This is House Call for Health. A new study out this week suggests ultra-processed food might increase the chance of an early death. It involved about 240,000 participants in 8 countries. Researchers looking into the link between a high consumption of ultra-processed foods and the risk of early death for people between the ages of 30 and 69. And they found for every 10% increase in total calories from ultra-processed foods, the risk of dying early rose by almost 3%. Researchers estimating that completely cutting out ultra-processed foods would have prevented about 124,000 premature deaths in the U.S. in 2017. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, you're either going to be a hero or the bad guy today. You have a look at that weather and local traffic together. Okay, what's going on?
Well, the first thing I can tell you is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. The second thing I can tell you, Chris, is that the roads are looking kind of hectic right now. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And got some backups. This is going to be on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Be on the lookout for that. Last major spots, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, sitting at around 78 degrees, going to be a low of 70 tonight with increasing chances of showers that will bleed into a rainy Saturday. And Sunday, it should clear up. Highs are going to be just about 80 on both of those days.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. United Airlines passengers are facing massive delays today as air traffic controller staffing issues disrupts hundreds of flights at the carrier's hub at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. The more than 200 flights in and out of Newark that were delayed as of midday is on top of the more than 1,300 other delays and cancellations earlier this week, according to flight tracking site FlightAware. Anderson Economics Group, that's calculated tariff impacts after President Trump's latest executive orders, are estimating that the least impacted vehicles will still face a tariff of $2,000. They say the most impacted vehicles will carry a tariff of $15,000. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 1.3 to 1.5%. U.S. crude oil futures for June falling 1.5%, sitting above $58 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 448 News Radio 92.3. Americans reacting to the numbers from last month's jobs report. Grady Trimble has more on this information.
President Trump supporters say this strong jobs report gives the United States leverage as it negotiates trade deals with China and dozens of other countries. The healthcare industry added some 51,000 jobs. Transportation and warehousing saw 29,000 jobs added. Financial activities, 14,000. And social assistance jobs increased by 8,000. Employment was basically flat in manufacturing, oil and gas, construction, and leisure and hospitality. And notably, when it comes to an area seeing job losses, as DOGE continues to shrink the federal workforce, jobs in the federal government fell by 9,000 in April and are down by 26,000 since January.
And going along a similar theme here, President Trump renewing his call for lower interest rates minutes after a better-than-expected April jobs report. He took to Truth Social saying, quote, and this is in all caps, mind you, no inflation, the Fed should lower its rate. The Post urged a central bank to cut rates without mentioning Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell by name. Trump has been highly critical of Powell in the past, but recently said he has no intention of firing him.
All right, UPS, you don't want to, this is not a good story, but UPS is announcing a large wave of layoffs. Rob Dorenzo in Atlanta with Fox TV affiliate WAGA reporting.
The Sandy Springs shipping giant UPS sending about 4% of its workforce packing and closing 73 facilities. Tom Smith is a business professor at Emory University who studies labor economics. He's now starting to see a pattern.
I think that a lot of economists, myself included, have identified that the economy could very well be slipping into an economic recession.
The shipping giant says moving forward, they'll be doing less business with Amazon. In its quarterly earnings statement, it also mentioned President Trump's new tariffs as a risk. The UPS says with these cuts, they expect to save $3.5 billion this year. In Atlanta, I'm Rob DiRienzo, Fox News.
Alrighty, 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, giving you a rundown of some of the more frivolous stuff happening. Pop culture notes, that sort of ordeal. We'll get that in just a couple minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere.
It's the 25th annual Crawfish Festival at Bamboo Willie's on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk May 2nd through the 4th. Come and enjoy live music from Swampland Revival, Sadie McClendon, Count the Years, Jared McConnell, and many more. Plus, be entertained by the fireworks Saturday night and lots of crawfish all weekend long. And of course, you'll want to visit the local artists along the boardwalk and enjoy the kids' crawfish race as well. It's a festival of fun for the entire family. Visit PensacolaBeachCrawfishFestival.com for more details.
The Big Bamboo!
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. You name a dish, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families. We call them food angels, and you can be one too. Earn your wings at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, 4:53, News Radio 92.3. The Western film starring Alec Baldwin will release in theaters 3 years after the controversial death of the cinematographer on that set. Michelle Pollino has the details.
The Alec Baldwin film Rust hits theaters this weekend, over 3 years after the shooting death of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins. The fatal on-set incident occurred in October of 2021 when a prop gun held by Baldwin discharged, killing Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. Criminal charges against Baldwin were dismissed twice, most recently with a judge ruling they could not be reintroduced. The actor later filed a lawsuit against New Mexico prosecutors and sheriff's officials alleging malicious prosecution. Meanwhile, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was in charge of the weapons used on the set, is currently serving an 18-month prison sentence after being convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And speaking of upcoming films, Bugonia will premiere ahead of schedule. It's the latest collaboration between director Yorgos Lanthimos and actress Emma Stone, and it will open nationwide on October 31st. This is slightly earlier than the original release date of November 7th. It's a remake of the South Korean sci-fi comedy Save the Green Planet, which tells the story of two conspiracy-obsessed friends who kidnap the high-powered CEO of a major corporation because they're convinced she's an alien intent on destroying Earth.
All right. A new stamp celebrating a beloved children's book, Good Night. Night Moon, is being released today.
Hey, all right.
Tanya J. Roberts, or excuse me, Tanya J. Powers. I always say that. Tanya J. Powers has a story.
The U.S. Postal Service is unveiling its new Forever stamp featuring the children's picture book, Good Night Moon. It's part of an event leading up to Children's Book Week, which kicks off on Monday. Good Night Moon was written by Margaret Wise Brown and published in 1947 and remains one of the best-selling children's books of all time. The stamps are arranged in a pane with scenes from Clement Hurd's original illustrations. Forever stamps now cost 73 cents each, with a planned rate hike to 78 cents in July. As Forever stamps, the Good Night Moon stamps will always be equal in value to the current first-class mail one-ounce price. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Prince Harry is seeking a reconciliation with his father, King Charles, who's battling cancer. In a new interview with the BBC, Harry said, "I don't know how much longer my father has. He won't speak to me because of this security stuff." The security stuff he's referring to is Britain's High Court ruling against him to have full-time security protection. Harry's protection was downgraded in 2020 when he stepped down from the royal family and moved to the U.S. with his wife, Meghan Markle.
Decades-old spacecraft expected to return to Earth, possibly in pieces, later this month. Carmen Roberts. Now, there we go. See, I got the Roberts in there on that one.
There you go.
Carmen Roberts has the story.
A Soviet-era spacecraft meant to land on Venus in the 1970s is expected to soon plunge uncontrolled back to Earth. Space debris tracking experts don't know yet where the half-ton mass of metal might come down or how much of it will survive re-entry. One scientist, however, predicts it will make the plunge around May 10th at about 150 miles an hour, if it remains intact. He adds, you have a bigger chance of getting hit by lightning than by a piece of this Soviet space junk. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Okay, a video game adaption hit screens again for a sing-along. Minecraft sing-along is what it's called. Here's more on that story.
An immersive interactive experience awaits fans of the Minecraft movie with a Minecraft Movie Block Party Edition. The feature has already smashed box office records with a $313 million global opening, making it the highest-grossing video game adaptation debut of all time.
You want me to fight the chicken? Chicken jockey!
In response to the viral moments when the film first aired, of fans screaming out lines to the film like "I am Steve" and "Chicken jockey," as well as throwing popcorn at the screen, the producers and director decided to help fans recreate those moments with a re-release as a sing-along. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Just past 4:55 here, we'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And last but not least, got some issues on 9 Mile developing. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. So it's just a few of those usual spots. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 70 tonight. This weekend's going to have some rainfall that we're going to start seeing this evening, but it should clear out by Sunday. Both Saturday and Sunday have highs just around 80 degrees.
4:57, News Radio 92.3. In the late 60s, there was a show called Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. And one of the stars, her name was Ruth Buzzy. She has died at 88. Here's Michelle Pollino coming back with the latest.
Ruth Buzzy, known for her portrayal of the purse-slinging spinster Gladys on NBC's popular 60s variety show, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, has died. The 88-year-old died of complications from Alzheimer's at her home in Fort Worth, Texas. According to a representative, Buzzy had been bedridden after suffering a series of strokes in 2022. She received 3 Emmy nominations for playing the drab-dressed character who famously walloped Artie Johnson's dirty old man character with her handbag.
How would you like to come to my waiting arms?
Buzzy's career included starring on ABC's That Girl, Sesame Street, and appearing on the Saturday morning show The Lost Saucer opposite Jim Nabors. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And, you know, keeping with this theme of entertainers that have unfortunately passed away. Singer Jill Sobel has died at the age of 66 following a house fire in Minneapolis. Her 1995 song, I Kissed a Girl, widely considered the first openly gay-themed song to make the Billboard Top 20. She's also known for her song Supermodel from the Clueless soundtrack. A statement from her PR firm said that there will be a formal memorial celebrating the singer's life and legacy later this year.
Can you say 1 year delay? And I know if you're into the games, this is going to drive you crazy.
It
delays for one of, if not the most awaited video game in a decade, has been delayed again. Here's what the story is.
What's another year for the next edition of Grand Theft Auto?
Lucia, do you know why you're here?
Bad luck, I guess.
Originally slated for a 2025 release, Rockstar Games pushing back the highly awaited release until May 26th of 2026. The open-world sandbox game allows players to commit violent crimes, participate in high-value heists, and, of course, steal any car you can see. 2013's Grand Theft Auto V, still popular today due to its online mode, has the distinction of being one of the highest-earning entertainment products of all time, overtaking most films, music, and television, as well as video games.
Trust.
Trust.
Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Yeah, she's definitely going to be missed on that big time. Do want to remind you of one important thing. Scammy Public Schools hosting that in-person teaching hiring event tomorrow. We've been talking about this for the past week or so over at Washington High. Full-time teaching positions at all grade levels are available for the 25-26 school year. School administrators and staff will be conducting those interviews. Again, that happens tomorrow morning at Washington High School. Coming up in 12 minutes, more news and local information. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.